Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.
Today we're going deep on multi-turn manipulation, the attack that makes your single-turn jailbreak defenses look like security theater. I've been watching pentesters miss this for 2 years now, and meanwhile Microsoft published a paper literally breaking their own Copilot with it. Time to fix that. Origins and why systems are vulnerable. Multi-turn manipulation emerged as a distinct attack class in 2023 when researchers at Anthropic formally documented how conversational context could systematically erode safety behaviors. The technique built on earlier jailbreak research but introduced a critical insight: safety training optimizes for single-turn rejection, not sustained adversarial pressure across turns. Perez et al.'s Red Teaming Language Models paper demonstrated that models could be manipulated through carefully sequenced prompts that individually appeared benign. By 2024, the Crescendo attack framework formalized this into a repeatable methodology. The root vulnerability is architectural. LLMs process the entire conversation history as a single context window. There's no privileged memory, the system prompt sits in the same token soup as user messages. Each turn adds attacker-controlled tokens that shift the statistical landscape. Safety alignment via RLHF creates decision boundaries, but those boundaries were trained against single-turn attacks, not coordinated multi-turn campaigns. Trust model failure: no distinction between authoritative and user context. Training gap: safety fine-tuning datasets underrepresent sustained manipulation. Context window as attack surface: more turns equals more attacker-controlled tokens influencing generation. Here's my take on this. Your guardrails are stateless. Attackers aren't. Every turn they control shifts the probability distribution in their favor. Real-world incidents and public disclosures. Microsoft Copilot Crescendo bypass, March 2024. Mark Rasinovich's team at Microsoft demonstrated Crescendo against multiple production LLMs including Copilot, achieving jailbreaks in under 10 turns on models that resisted single-turn attacks. Full methodology published with reproducible examples. ChatGPT Grandma Exploit Variant, 2023, researchers documented multi-turn roleplay escalation where establishing a fictional context across turns enabled extraction of harmful content. OpenAI acknowledged and patched variants. Google DeepMind Red Team Findings, 2024, internal Red Team disclosed that multi-turn attacks achieve 65% higher success rates than single-turn equivalents against Gemini safety filters. Published in their Adversarial Testing of Frontier Models report. Anthropic Constitutional AI Bypass, 2024, academic researchers demonstrated that even constitutional AI models could be manipulated through careful context building that framed harmful requests as philosophical discussions over 15-plus turns. Common pattern: attacks that fail at turn 1 succeed by turn 8 to 12. Roleplay and hypothetical framing are consistent enablers. Production system showed 3-5x vulnerability increase versus research baselines. Here's my take on this. The Microsoft Crescendo research is the wake-up call. They broke their own flagship product and published the methodology. If you're not testing for this, you're negligent. Realistic attack walkthrough. This walkthrough assumes authorized pentest scope covering an organization's deployed LLM assistant. Target: customer-facing chatbot with content filtering. 1. Reconnaissance. Identify the target's conversation handling. Does it maintain session history? What's the apparent context window? Test with benign multi-turn exchanges to baseline behavior. 2. Setup. Tools required: Python 3.9 plus, library, and the Crescendo framework. 3. Attack execution. The Crescendo pattern: start with benign context building, gradually introduce target concepts, then escalate. 4. Verification. Success indicators: model provides restricted content that it refused in single-turn testing. Document the specific turn where filtering failed. 5. Evidence collection. Full conversation transcript with timestamps. Comparison against single-turn baseline. Same final prompt, no build-up. Session metadata showing context accumulation. Here's my take on this. The magic number is usually turned 7 to 12. If your client's defenses only look at the current message, you'll sail right through. Defense playbook. Detection. Log full conversation context, not just individual turns. Implement conversation level anomaly scoring. Flag sessions where topic drift exceeds thresholds. Alert on roleplay/hypothetical framing keywords appearing mid-conversation. Pretend, imagine, hypothetically, in a story. Prevention, maps to OWASP LLM-01, prompt injection. Implement conversation-level content classification, not just per turn. Enforce system prompt re-injection every end turns. Apply sliding window context limits, older turns get summarized or dropped. Prevention, maps to MITRE ATLAS AML. T0051, LLM prompt injection. Deploy stateful guardrails that maintain conversation level risk scores. Implement hard breaks, force new session after sensitive topic detection. Validation, rerun the attack playbook above against your patched system. Success equals attack fails at same turn count where it previously succeeded. Here's my take on this. Re-inject your system prompt every 5 turns. It's crude but effective, attackers can't dilute instructions that keep refreshing. Top 3 vendors for protection. LakeRegard. LakeRegard product provides real-time prompt injection detection with specific multi-turn analysis capabilities. Key capability, conversation-level threat scoring that accumulates risk across turns rather than evaluating messages in isolation. Best for API gateway deployment. Limitation, requires tuning to reduce false positives on legitimate multi-turn business workflows. Robust intelligence, RIME. Rhyme offers continuous AI validation including multi-turn attack simulation in their red teaming suite. Key capability, automated Crescendo-style attack generation for continuous testing. Ideal for CI/CD integration. Limitation, detection capabilities less mature than offensive testing, better for validation than runtime protection. Microsoft Azure AI Content Safety. Microsoft's offering includes multi-turn conversation analysis following their own Crescendo research. Key capability, native integration with Azure OpenAI service with conversation-level jailbreak detection. Best for Azure native deployments. Limitation, limited portability, locks you into Azure ecosystem. Here's my take on this. LakeRegard is the most mature for runtime detection. Robust intelligence wins for offensive validation. Everything else is catching up to the Microsoft research that exposed this problem in the first place. Before I wrap up, my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. LLMs are vulnerable because conversation context is a single token stream with no privilege separation. Each user turn dilutes system prompt influence. Takeaway 2. Microsoft's Crescendo research demonstrated 65% plus higher attack success rates for multi-turn versus single-turn attempts against production systems. Takeaway 3. The critical attack phase is turn 7 to 12. Establish benign context. Introduce target domain. Normalize the framing. Then deliver payload. Takeaway 4. Highest impact defense. Implement conversation-level content classification and re-inject system prompts every 5 turns. Takeaway 5. LakeRegard offers the most mature runtime multi-turn detection. Use PyRIT for offensive validation in your CI/CD pipeline. That's the full breakdown on multi-turn manipulation. Remember, your guardrails see one message at a time, but attackers see the whole conversation as a canvas. Test accordingly. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com, that's design with a Z, at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant, stay secure.
Welcome to the Sprawl. Connection established.